He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yesterday when we were closing, Pastor, he was talking about his granddaughter, and he was talking about the plan that is laid out for her education in order for her to attain the goal that she has for her career. So we're looking in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2, or chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. It says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. So if we think of that illustration, when you're signed up to do coursework at a college, enrolled in a college, there's a plan. The classes that you have to take in order to get specific degrees are already laid out. And then they have these things called prerequisites.
Yes.
The order that you have to take them. You cannot take a certain class without taking another class before. So they have it all laid out. It's plain on a tablet. So if somebody wants to grab that vision, they have to go through those steps. They have to run through those steps. And then look at verse 3. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. So if we think about the illustration, college credits, you can't graduate without all your credits. It doesn't matter how much you want to. It's for an appointed time. Graduation day is for somebody who meets graduation requirements.
Come on.
Which means that they worked through the plain plan that's outlined with their advisor. They meet the criteria. And then it says the next part of verse 3, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. So at the end, when they're calling your name for graduation, it says they're saying, look, this person has completed the graduation requirement for this specific plan. So now we call them doctor. We call them whatever the degree is. It's speaking. It will not lie. Anybody who successfully completes these courses, it's not a lie. They did it.
Yes.
They have their degree. And this is, though it tarries, wait for it. So they're not calling you the degree after you only finish one class. They're not calling the degree after you finish the first semester. You have to continue to stay with it. Though it seems like it's a stretch, though it seems like it's taken forever, it says wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Because, you know, a lot of times we think of graduation as the end, when really it's the beginning, right? It's the end of the coursework. It's the end of the academic university study. But really, it's the beginning now of the industry. It's the beginning of the career. It's the beginning of the field. So though it says it will surely come to pass, it will not tarry. Because now you get it. And then it's like, okay, now there's that excitement. I got it. And now you're launching into your next. So if we just use that illustration, and then we compare it to different visions and such that we write down for ourselves. And sometimes when you say the word vision, people automatically go to business. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, oh, the mission. Oh, the vision. Oh, the purpose of a company. But it's not a business only, though it applies to business, but also it's for our relationships, for our life, for our household. There must be a vision that we're working toward together, that you're working toward in different life areas. You know, you can't do, you know, maybe you're strong in certain areas, but then there's a couple areas where you're not strong in. Well, you have to develop a vision in those other areas as well, because it's the totality of life that makes it enjoyable. You know, you could have all the education requirements, you could have all the money, but if you don't have your health, it's not enjoyable. So there, we have to be able to focus, and sometimes we go into overdrive in certain life areas and then we neglect other life areas. But we have to have vision in every area of life. We have to have vision for our health. We have to have vision for our finances. We have to have vision for our home life. We have to have vision for our career. We have to have vision in all areas of life.
Absolutely. And on this last day in the teaching for the week, I want us to add this to a note. A vision that is not pursued cannot come to pass. Mm-hmm. A vision that is not pursued cannot come to pass. So, in Habakkuk, it gives us, it says, write it, but don't write it and put it on a shelf. Can't write it, close the book. Mm-hmm. It says, run with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pursue it. So you must write it and now pursue it. You don't write it, go to sleep. You write it and then work it. Jesus says, I must do what? The work of him who sent me. Because the night is coming, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus had a clear-cut plan of his life vision. Like you said, that it's not only a company. Mm-hmm. It's for your life. Mm-hmm. Here's Jesus. He made this statement, profound statement. He says, I must do the work, because Jesus was busy running with the vision, the purpose for his life. And they were looking at him. Why is he so hard busy? He says, I must do the work of him who sent me. He gives me a vision. I know what it is, and I must do it. And here's the reason. Because it is no day, but the night is coming. And when the night comes, no man can work. And I study that. And I says, let me look at what Jesus really talking about here. He says, the day and the night. So he says, in the day, he has to do the work, because it's now day. But in a broader aspect, the night cometh, sleep. Okay. So we have a vision. Now, let's be practical why we are to run with the vision. Because there is a night coming, which is sleep. Not when you go to bed tonight. A thing called debt. Today is the day, because we have life. And you can only do the work when you're alive. You can't do it when you are dead. So that's what Jesus is talking about. Jesus says, I am going to go to the cross. It is coming. It is planned out. And if I don't do this work right now, I won't be able to do it when I went to the cross. It's too late. Yes.
It's the same thing with the example that we used this week with David and Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. David knew his time was going to end. And he knew that Solomon had a great work to do. And the Bible says that before King David died, he made great preparations for Solomon to be able to do what David was shown for Solomon to do.
Yes, come on.
So he made great preparations before he died. So he knew his night was coming.
Yeah.
And in the day when he could work, he continued to pursue it. It said he gathered gold for the things of gold. He gathered bronze the things of bronze. He wrote all these things down, the plan, the art to articulate how to build. He did all these things because he knew night was coming. He knew that this was his opportunity now, why it is day. You know, it's the enemy that always tells us it's too late or it's too soon.
Yeah.
The enemy's always going to tell you that about the vision.
Yeah.
It's too soon. Don't do it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, too much time has passed. It's too late now. Yeah. Let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
The enemy is never going to tell you the time is now.
Now.
But God tells us how? Now faith.
Yes, now faith.
Now faith. It's
now
time
faith.
To operate in faith. Now, for that which God has showed us, because all we're really doing is we're just handing the baton to the next generation. Jesus, he was handing the baton to the Holy Spirit, to his disciples. David, he's handing the baton to Solomon. And we want the next generation to be in the best possible position to continue to move forward.
It's just like our radio show, the name of it, Make Your Day Out. Make your day today. Make this day that you have count. Make sure you are doing all that you possibly can do today, because the night cometh with no man work. Okay.
Yeah, and there's no such thing as tomorrow. Right? Because tomorrow always becomes today. So the only time that we could actually do anything is today. Tomorrow always becomes today. And you definitely can't go back into yesterday and redo anything.
No.
That's not happening. No matter where you are in the world or how much influence you think you have or how much money you think you have or how much you beg and cry, you can't go back into yesterday.
You cannot buy time.
The only opportunity that we have is in what we call today.
Because you can't buy time. No amount of money can buy time. That's it. Yesterday is gone. You can't buy.
Yeah, and you don't know when our time is going to come. So we always have to stay in today, because tomorrow's promised to no one.
And do
what you can today.
Do what you can today. Whatever the thought is for this day. That's why the Bible says, take no thought about tomorrow. It tells us.
Yeah.
We're talking about tomorrow.
Worry about today.
Do the job for today, because tomorrow is going to be today.
We say when we do the do's, then we don't have to worry about the don'ts. When
Hallelujah.
You're doing the do's, you don't have to worry about the regret. You know, when we're procrastinating, it's just a bunch of worry and a bunch of anxiety when we're procrastinating. But when we do the do's, when we do what we were able to do today, then it shuts all that down, all the regret, all the shame of procrastination, all the delay of procrastination. You just get up and you do it, and it is already done. So we must work the works of him who sent us. Why it is day. Today, make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Thank you.
We have seen the rising.